Moore was caught in February, not as part of some elaborate sting, but because a DPD officer was just doing his job late one night. That's how Chief Dan Pasquarello explained it shortly after the arrest.
Sunday night at about 4 a.m., Officer Bill Yates was patrolling and he noticed a blue pickup truck parked at the boat harbor. Its engine was running. It appeared to have been there a while. He went up to investigate and he found a man passed out, drooling on himself in the driver's seat.
When the officer asked him out of the vehicle, he felt a concealed pistol in Moore's pants pocket. Moore is a convicted felon, so having that firearm was sufficient for an arrest. A further search turned up 1.4 grams of heroin, some pills, and $8,000 in cash. DPD checked with state troopers who reported that the Togiak Tribal Council had just days before banished Moore for suspected drug trafficking, calling him the number one drug dealer in their village. Pasquarello says he had no doubts about that either.
The officers did a thorough job. We found drugs on Mr. Moore. We got a warrant for his cell phone. We found dozens of text messages showing that he was selling drugs. We feel it was a very good case.
But the former prosecutor on the case did not go for an indictment on the drug trafficking charge against Moore, leaving it instead as a Class A misdemeanor for possession. A deal was struck with Moore's defense team at the high-priced law firm of Rex Lamont Butler & Associates, offering to drop the drug offenses altogether for a plea on the weapons charge. It fell to new Assistant District Attorney Dan Doty to carry that through.
The deal that was reached essentially focused on the fact that under SB 91, those misdemeanor drug charges carry a maximum potential penalty in Mr. Moore's case of 30 days at the highest. I think there were also some B misdemeanor ones on there, which carried 10 days. The felony, however, carried a presumptive range of 1 to 3 years.
Which Moore pleaded to on Wednesday, receiving the flat one-year sentence with no probation time. It was a deal only the defense seemed happy with Wednesday. Even Judge Tina Ray seemed reluctant to accept it, but said it's not the court's job to address charges that the state has opted not to bring, even if those seem like the most important ones to the public.
She made it very clear that she felt that the drug charges were kind of the central aspect of the case, and I understand fully that it's something that's very important to people in Dillingham, and you know, while I'm the prosecutor in Dillingham, I'm going to take those cases seriously.
But Ray signed off on the deal anyway and granted a defense request that Moore not have to start his sentence till after the summer. His attorney said he has three skippers who have offered him work in the commercial fishery this season. This slap on the wrist is not the kind of outcome Dillingham police hope for when they nab someone for selling heroin in town. They even have to give Moore back his cell phone that had the dozens of text messages from users hitting him up for a score. But ever the diplomat, Pasquarello says this is just the way it goes sometimes.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crimes and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. Once we as police turn our investigations over to other components of the criminal justice system, we don't have any control over the outcome.
As of Wednesday afternoon, Ty Moore is a free man till 4 o'clock on August 15th when he'll remand to custody to serve the remaining months of a one-year sentence for being a felon in possession of a firearm. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.